This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Radio K Pulpit. This is your show, She Excels, and I'm your host, Annie. It's another day, but not just another day. It's a new month. It's a new quarter we're just beginning, and it is also the second half of the year. Wow, how time has gone by so quickly, and I hope that the Lord has been doing things in your life, or you've allowed him to do things in your life in line with your purpose, and you are excited about how far you've come with God. Wow, wow, we praise God. It's a new day, it's a new season, there's a fresh anointing coming your way. And I'm just welcoming all our new listeners to the show and our returning listeners. She Excel is all about helping women find, follow, and fulfill your purpose or their purpose, right? So it's a program for every woman who knows she was created for more. And I believe this next half of the year, we will experience more. You will experience more. I'm speaking that over your life in the name of Jesus. So I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you to walk with vision. I'm calling you to walk in purpose. I'm calling you to build mastery in that which God has assigned you to. And I want you to shine with excellence. Not just me, but the Lord wants you to shine with excellence. So in this show, we're talking about the blueprints that God has for our lives. We want to know it and we want to live by it. And that is what we call success. It's a success by the book. The book is the Bible. We believe the Bible is the foundation of everything we do. We believe that we belong to God. Our lives, we were made to please him. We live and move and have our being in Christ. Therefore, we can't just do what we want to do. We are here on an assignment, and you are here on an assignment. And today, it's your time, and this is your call to answer yes and say, yes, Lord, I'm going all the way. I believe I was created for more. So it's all about becoming the woman God designed you to be. That's what She Excel is all about. Today, we have an amazing topic. We're calling you to think like a daughter of the kingdom. We want you to break free from that orphan spirit, that orphan thinking, and take on kingdom authority. That's what we're sharing today. That's our conversation of today. And if you know any sister who needs to break free from an orphan spirit, from thinking like an orphan and not understanding that she belongs, this is a time to pull her in, because you can love God, but you still operate from that place of feeling that you do not belong, and that is going to hinder you. So today's conversation is about identity, because you cannot walk confidently in your assignment if you are uncertain about your identity in Christ, the very one who saved you, the very one who said, go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. How can you work for him that you do not know? How can you work for him that you are not settled, you know, and know that you are a daughter? You are not trying to work for somebody, but you are working in your father's business. That is a mindset that we want to uphold in this next half of the year. We want to know that we have authority as daughters of the King. Our main scripture that we're going to be focusing on in this particular show today is Romans 8, 14 to 17. I'm going to read that. I'm going to take a break, but make sure you open your Bible, or you, if you're driving or you're doing something else, fine, take note of that scripture. We're going to dwell on that today. I'm going to read a scripture right now from verse 14, Romans 8, 14 to 17. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. That's your identity. The Spirit you have received does not make you a slave so that you feel you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. We are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, right? Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. That's our main scripture for today. I want you to go and read it as we take a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, dear listeners. Welcome, and you have tuned in to She Excels. I guess you're enjoying what we started sharing already about our conversation for today. We are thinking like daughters today. She thinks like a daughter because we believe that when we do not think as daughters of God, it limits the way we act. It limits the way we see our purpose. It limits the way we embrace, you know, what God has called us to, the fullness of that which He has called us to. It is glorious. It is beautiful. But if you do not think like a daughter, how will you think? You think like a slave. So we want to move from orphan thinking to kingdom authority, because there is an authority that a daughter possesses that a slave does not. The scripture we were anchoring on when we started the show was Romans, and is what we're going to anchor on the whole show is Romans 8, 14 to 17, where Paul is writing and telling us that we are led by the Spirit of God. Why? Because we are sons of God. We are not slaves. The Spirit we have received from God does not make us slaves. So that is the thinking we want to shift from. And you're like, I'm not thinking like a slave. Many of us are. We do not understand our identity in Christ. We behave as if we are begging, as if we are just giving an opportunity and, you know, God is just helping us. No, God loves us. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His Son. When you love somebody and you give your best to that person, I'm sure you definitely want to make that person know how important they are to you. You're important to God. That's why He came down from heaven to Calvary to die for you. You know, it's your privilege. It's our privilege to belong to the kingdom of God. And there are benefits in it. There are benefits in belonging to the kingdom. And if you don't act like a daughter, you know, you will live like a slave and you miss out on your inheritance that God has for you. So that's why I want us to talk about it today. There's a problem with the way we think, and that comes from our identity in Christ, which the enemy is attacking. Amen. So there's a slave way of thinking. You know, it produces what? Fear, striving, you know, accept me. We'll talk more about that. But the kingdom mentality creates what? Confidence and alignment with purpose. You're confident. Have you ever walked into a house and just by observing the people, how they act, you can tell who is a son or daughter and who is a helper? It's so easy to know. There's such confidence that the children of the house, you know, they carry and they act. And you're like, wow, they just go into the fridge, they take this, they take that. And they are so sure that nobody's going to stop them. Of course, I know we do discipline our children not to take advantage of that, of what they have. But you can tell who is a helper and you can tell who is a son or a daughter. We don't want to look at you and we cannot tell whether you are a daughter, you know, of the Lord, because you've not embraced it. Not because you are not, but because you've not embraced it and you're not acting from that platform. Because when a child is born in a home, they know that that home is theirs. They act from that platform and it affects everything they do. But if somebody comes in as a helper or a relative, you know, there's a way they will be very cautious and careful in the way they act, because they're acting from the platform of, I do not belong here. I'm here just for a time. You belong to the kingdom of God. You belong to God. And that scripture we read, Romans 8, verse 15, says, the spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. So slaves think differently from sons or daughters. I'm speaking to the daughters of Christ. So slaves think differently. So you can be a daughter of Christ, but your mindset is a slave mindset. And that mentality needs to be broken off of you. So a slave mentality is rooted in the following. It's rooted in fear. It's rooted in performance. As I said, I want you to think about a helper in a house. And it really aligns. It's rooted in fear. I'm afraid of my boss. There is holy fear. You know, there's holy fear. But there's fear that traps you, that shrinks you, that inhibits you, that prevents you from growth. That's the fear I'm talking about. The fear of the Lord, you know, it make it, it's amazing. The fear of the Lord makes us flourish. That is holy fear. That is good fear. That's righteous fear. But the fear I'm talking about is a fear from the enemy, shrinking you, you know, making you feel small, making you feel unable, making you feel, you know, I'm not good enough and all of those kind of things. I'm not needed in this space. I can't do it. That's the fear we're talking about. So the slave mentality is rooted in fear, in performance, in approval seeking, in insecurity. I'm not sure. I'm not safe here, and so on and so forth. But the daughter mentality is rooted in belonging. This is where, there's nowhere I can call home except here, you know. Identity is rooted in identity, is rooted in confidence, is rooted in access. I have access. You know, as I'm speaking, I'm thinking about my son. You know, he can just come into my room, you know, and sit on my bed and even lie down, you know, and touch my things here and there. He just feels confident. He doesn't even care what I'm saying. He's just doing it. And except I say, no, don't do this, don't do that. But his first move is a confident move, is access move. The Bible says you come boldly before the throne of God to receive grace to help us in time of need. Why are we coming boldly? Because now we are sons. We have been adopted into Christ, into the kingdom of God, into the family of God. And that is a mentality I want you to have. Because if you don't have that mentality, you will not run after God's purpose for your life. You will not run with the authority and the confidence that you need. If Satan comes and finds you afraid, shy, sitting at the corner because of the orphan mentality or the slave mentality, you will not go far. He will stifle you. But if he meets a confident woman, a woman who says, I am going, my father has assigned me, this is my father's house, this is my father's kingdom, what he wants me to do, I will do. I must advance the kingdom of God, and I know he's backing me. That kind of confidence, Satan cannot mess with. You know, so you may say, look, you say, Annie, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. But you're still thinking that you need to earn what he has already given you. You need to earn it. You know, some of us even think that God cannot call me. I'm not called by God. What can I do for the kingdom? I can't do. I can't, you know, remember what Moses told the Lord. I can't speak, you know, and so on. And started saying all the things he could not. Many of us, we have that orphan mentality that makes us feel we are not good enough to be used by God. No. The Lord says in Timothy, in a great house, there are many utensils, those made of gold, of wood, of silver. You are included. You have a part to play. You are a piece of the puzzle. Don't allow the enemy to deceive you. We've moved into the second half of the year. This is time to tell yourself, I'm going to walk in confidence. I know who I am in Christ, and I believe I've been called. Whether I'm wood or I'm gold or I'm silver, all is that I belong to that great, I'm in that great house. That great house is my place of safety. I have access. I'm confident and all of that. So do not think as if you need to earn what God has already given you. You think I need to prove myself, you know. I cannot fail. What if I fail? What if I'm not up to the mark that God has called me to? I'm not ready. And all this kind of thinking is a thinking that will inhibit you, that will stop you, that would strip you of your authority and the confidence that you need to pursue God's call on your life. This is not the language of a daughter. This is not the language of a daughter. You cannot think like a slave. You have to think like a daughter. You have to move to that place of boldness, of audacity, of courage, you know, of steadfastness. After you've done everything to stand, you keep standing. You know, so you need that. If you're not bold, if you're not courageous, if you're not confident, even if God has given you an amazing assignment, you will not run after it because you will keep looking and considering your inadequacies. God saw your inadequacies, but he gave you the power and the authority to overcome them. Amen. So a daughter knows that they belong.
They know that they have been chosen. They know that they have access. They know that they have been entrusted. I want you to know that God's assignment on your life is God entrusting you with something. Heirs are entrusted. You don't entrust your precious things to people who are just passerbys. No, you give them to somebody who you know will continue your legacy. So God is seeing you as an heir and he has entrusted you. And that is how you need to think. You need to think like that. I want us to reflect on a few questions. You know, we always reflect here because when we reflect, it makes the message go deep down. I want to ask you, think about it like this way. Do I think like someone who belongs or someone trying to prove herself? Are you trying to prove yourself to God? Are you trying to prove yourself to those around you? Say, see, I can do something. No, God doesn't want you to prove yourself. God already knows who you are. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and I already called you. You're not trying to prove anything. I know what you can do and I know what you can't do. Another question I want you to reflect on is, where am I striving instead of standing in the identity, my identity in Christ? I'm struggling, I'm pushing. Where? I want you to know, look at that place and begin to speak to that place and tell that thing or whatever it is, wherever you are striving, say, hey, I belong to Christ. I'm a son. I'm a daughter. I'm speaking to the daughters of God. I'm a daughter. And that is going to help you move forward in authority and in boldness. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Hello, hello, and welcome back to She Excels. If you just tuned in, you have tuned into She Excels. And I'm your host, Eni. I'm your host, Eni Sone, and it's my pleasure to keep sharing and having these conversations with you about your mind, because that is a battlefield. That is where you win or lose, and the enemy is after your mind. Anything that takes place up there or wherever it is, I don't know, but I always put my hand on my head. Anything that takes place up there is going to affect your life positively or negatively. And the Lord wants you to be led by the Spirit. And when you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, the Holy Spirit will lead you into God's will for your life, into God's purpose for your life. The Holy Spirit will open your eyes to see and understand God's assignment, and he wants you to run with it, and he wants you to pursue it. But working for God is not like I'm a slave doing something. No, I'm a daughter serving my king, working for my daddy, for my father. The way a child will take care of the father's property is different from the way a slave or a visitor is going to take care of it. There's such, you know, care, because you know this is mine anyway. It's been passed on to me. So the Lord wants us to have that mindset of identity, my identity in Christ. I'm heir with Christ, co-heirs with Christ. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God, son being daughter or son, whatever. But I'm speaking to my to the daughters of God. So daughter of God, and you understand from the place from which you are operating, the place from which you're fulfilling purpose is a place from, this is my father's business. I must go about my father's business, like Jesus said. That's what he said. He says, I must go about my father's business. Have you owned God's assignment on your life like that? Are you full of the desire to do what God has called you to do? Not from a standpoint of I'm a slave or I'm a sinner saved by grace, poor me. No, from a place of now I belong to God. Now I belong to Christ because Jesus paid the price. I'm now in the house and I have authority. And I have, you know, I have the right to do what Father God has called me to do. You know, that is what I want you to have in mind as you fulfill purpose. Because an orphan spirit is going to limit you. It's going to make you feel as if you do not belong. You're not supposed to be here. What are you doing here anyway? Before we left, there was some declaration that I wanted us to do. But because we had to take a quick break and come back, I still want us to make the declaration that is very necessary to set our minds up to know that we are daughters and we are not slaves. I want you to declare with me, I am not a slave to fear or approval. I'm a daughter, chosen and established in God, in Christ. I think from identity, not insecurity. I walk confidently in what God has called me to do, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, remove the mindset of fear from your daughters. Remove striving. Remove insecurity. Heal us from this mindset of an orphan, of a slave, and establish your identity in us. Help us to see that we are daughters. Help us to walk boldly in the purpose that you have for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's continue our conversation. And for those who have just tuned in, you have tuned in to She Excels, and I'm your host, Annie. We're talking about the fact that you need to think as a daughter and to break free from the orphan thinking that makes you shrink, that makes you hold back, that makes you feel you are not enough. Why? Because the orphan mentality makes you to be disconnected from God. You know, as a child just runs into the arms of the father, you will not find a helper just run into the arms of the mother of the house or the father of the house. You know, because there's a disconnect. It's not my father. It's not my mother. I'm just here for a time. You're not just here in the kingdom of God for a time. You will live forever and ever with him in eternity. So you need to have that thinking that I must be connected. But the orphan mentality makes you feel and act in a disconnected way. That's not what we want. It also makes you leave comparing yourself to others, you know, and depending on yourself, because the father will not help you. You know, your father will pay your fees, your father will make sure you have food, your father will make sure there are responsibilities that are on the parents to make sure that the child has all they need. The child does not pay the father to do that. The father says, that's my responsibility. You must go and do this. I must pay for this. You know, you don't find parents just paying for things for other people when they've not yet done that for their family. The Bible even tells you that you should take care of your household, right? So we try to establish that difference that exists between being an orphaned daughter, trying to do something to please their owners, or please their caretakers, please their carers, whatever name you call, or a slave trying to please their master, as opposed to a daughter pleasing their father. It's a whole different world altogether, and I want you to understand that. So we need to be healed of this identity. Many of us, we are in it, even though we call ourselves daughters of Jesus, we sing songs, but the way we act as slaves and orphans, and that's what God does not want us to dwell on today. God wants us to stay connected with him and understand the authority and the confidence and the rights we have in being in Christ. He says to those who believe in him, to those who received him, he gave them the right to become children of God. You have the right, sister, you have the right. So don't embrace that orphan thinking, I don't fit in here. You know, they are more talented than me. They know how to do it better. They are ahead of me. You know, I have to try and do this on my own because nobody's got my back. No, God's got your back. God's got your back. And when you come in to serve the Lord with that mentality, you will do your bare minimum. You will not do your best because it's not yours. I'll just do my bare minimum. You know how we treat office equipment because they are not ours. You know, when you go to your house and you want to roll the toilet paper, you're like, careful, because it costs. When you go to a place where somebody is paying for it, you just roll it, pull it on, you're like, you don't care. Think about that. When you are a daughter, you're a steward. You've been entrusted. You take care. You see the value. You bear the cost. You know, you understand. You take good care and you want the best, you know, to come out of whatever you guys are doing. But when you're a slave, sometimes you even waste. You don't care. It's not mine. That you need to shift from that. If not, you will do the bare minimum. And God is not looking for the bare minimum from your life. God is looking for a lot. And a lot is in you that needs to come out. But it needs you to be confident, to trust God, to be bold, you know, to know whose you are and who you are. Amen. So you need to break free from comparison that the orphan spirit brings. Break free from competition that the orphan spirit brings. Break free from isolation that the orphan spirit brings. because all of this will hinder you. One thing that I have struggled with, and I know a woman listening to me is struggling with that, is that understanding that God has made me unique and I have my unique calling. I'm not in competition with anybody. You're not in competition with anybody. The ant is the ant. The fish is the fish. The fish stays in water. Human beings stay out of water. Why are you comparing yourself with a fish? They can survive in water. You can't. It's okay. It's okay for me to have something that God has called me to, and you have your one that God has called you to. Why am I comparing myself with you? I'm unique. My thumbprint, my fingerprints are different. I have a specific assignment from God, and I run my race because God will hold me accountable. You need to stay on your race. Stop comparing, stop competing, and stop isolating yourself. This is an orphan spirit. You don't understand that you too, you're included. Even all you need to do is one lap. It's okay. That's your lap. The Bible says he gave them according to their ability. Some five, another one two, another one. It's not because one is better than the other. They have different abilities. So you need to embrace your uniqueness, stay on your lane, and run your race. And how can you do that? You have to know that you are loved. You belong. You know, you belong. We always say the fingers are not the same. They are different lengths, but all of them are needed for this hand to hold something tight. You are necessary. That's one thing you will hear me say all the time. You are necessary. So you cannot never pursue purpose when you are borrowing identity. No, don't borrow. You already have it. You belong to Christ. The scripture, the passage we read, it says we are sons of God. We are co-heirs with Christ. We are children of God. And the spirit that we have received is not a spirit of slaves, but the spirit gives us that identity that we are sons. Amen. So stop competing, stop comparing, and start aligning with your purpose. Run with it. It doesn't look like the other person's purpose, but it's yours. Run with it. Amen. Alignment will produce clarity. And clarity will do what? It will produce confidence. When you're clear about your next steps, you're confident. Many of us are like, I'm not confident. And the reason why you're not confident is because you're not clear about what God is calling you to. When you know something, you boldly declare it. When you've experienced it, you do not apologize for living it out or for doing certain things, because you know that this is what God has called you to. And when you are confident, you will see results. You will see impact. You will see God doing things through your life. Amen. I will leave you with these questions before we take a break. Where have I been comparing my journey, comparing with other people? What insecurity still influences my decisions? Remember, you are a child of God. You don't have to be insecure. We are secured in Christ. Another question I want you to reflect on is, am I trying to prove something instead of walking in the identity that God has called me to? Think about that. We're going to take a break, but I want you to really dwell on these questions so that you start getting free from this orphan spirit. I speak to you and I speak to me too. Let's take a break. Welcome back. Welcome back, dear listeners. We are wrapping up the show. And I'm blessed that you stay tuned. And I'm blessed that you have been shifting your identity to know that you belong to Christ. I'm blessed to know that you are now understanding that, hey, I've been thinking like an orphan. I'm a child of God. I'm a daughter of the King. I am a daughter. I'm not a slave. I'm not an orphan. I'm not trying to help. I'm part of the house. I belong, and that is, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father is my Father, and the Holy Spirit is my helper, right? So everything that I need to succeed in what has been assigned to me, they are behind me. They are saying, go, Annie, go, Annie, go, girl, go, girl, go, girl. Yes, the Lord is cheering you. He wants to see you succeed. Look at what he said to the servants who came back, you know, and brought five more, two more. Say, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what God wants to say to you. Well done. You know, and he gave them according to their abilities, which means he gave them abilities and then gave them responsibility. You know, your ability is for you to take responsibility. And you're not just taking responsibility like a slave. You're taking responsibility as a daughter. It's so different. So we want you to think like an heir. This is what we're talking about in this segment. Think like an heir. Walk in authority and purpose. Don't allow the enemy to make you feel small, you know, to intimidate you. That's the word. The enemy will intimidate you and make you feel like God doesn't even love you. He doesn't even care. Tell him it's written in the word. It is written that God so loved the world. And I'm in the world. Right now I'm living. God loves me. And he sent Jesus to die for me. Why will God love me and not care about me, you know, thriving, you know, being fruitful and multiplying and making an impact in the world? Why would God create me with a purpose and not want to see it lived out, you know, in excellence and succeed in what I'm doing? So that is a lie from the pit of hell. You need to have in your mind that you are an heir. Heirs think differently. You know, a daughter is an heir, and that daughter has authority. What God has called you to do, you have authority to pull it off. You know, there was a time the Lord spoke to me. You know, I'm called to help women find, follow, and fulfill their purpose. So there was a time God tested me, and he tested me to see whether I'm really taking this thing seriously. So he asked me to pay a certain price. It was a cost, a certain move I had to make. When I did it without thinking much, you know, I cried. I, you know, not like, let me not say without thinking much. There was a lot of thoughts that went into it, and a lot of consideration, and a lot of counting the cost, like Jesus Christ said. But at the end, I said yes. You know, after I've cried, I rolled on the floor. I'm just saying that, not that I did that, but just the tension and the war that was going inside of me to say yes to what I want or yes to what God wants. After all of that, and when I said yes, the Lord said to me, now you have authority to call others to purpose. When you're walking in the purpose that God has for you, when you're walking in your assignment, that is your place of authority. That is your place of authority. You know, when you tell somebody, say, I can build a house, and the person is building that, that is the place of their authority. They can do it. I can't build a house. I can't just go out and say, hey, call me if you want to build your house. I can't. I don't know how to. So when you know how to do something, there's this, you have such confidence and authority to do it. And when God calls you and tells you this is your assignment, have confidence and authority, because he's already put in you the ability to do it. And that's what I want you to know. You are an heir, co-heirs with Christ, and you need to walk in authority, because you have been enabled by God to do certain things well. Yes. The gifts that God has given you, he says, he gave them prophets, to be teachers. Anything that you flow in easily, you have authority in that thing, because you can do it. Others can't. They say, how do you do it? I just do it. You know, and you can confidently say, give me, I'll do it. That is authority. And that is the same authority God has given you in your purpose. You need to live it out. If you allow the orphan spirit to come in there, it will clip your wings and you will never fly. Do you have wings? Yes. What happened? They have been clipped by what? The orphan spirit, not understanding that you are co-heirs with Christ. So Romans 8:17 says, we are children, then we are heirs. We are heirs with Christ. An heir is different. The way an heir carries herself is different from the way a slave will carry herself. I've been saying this. You know, the heir thinks differently. How does she think? She thinks like this. What has God entrusted to me? How do I steward what I have? How do I represent the kingdom well? Like I told you about a child taking care of the things in the house more than a stranger will do, because they understand the value. They understand what it does to them, the purpose, the benefit that they get from this thing being in the house. If I walk into a house and I'm a stranger and I maltreat or do not take care of something properly, I might not understand the value of that thing to that family because I'm not there. I don't even know why they bought it, why they got it in the first place. There's some things that have special stories behind them, and I could think it's just a casual thing, just a normal thing. It's just a book, just a cup. But that cup has a history, and only those who belong to that house know that history. And when anything happens to it, you're like, oh my God. And they start telling you how this cup came about and how it came to the house and what, and then you really sense how broken and disappointed they are that this thing is broken. And you're like, oh,
I thought it was just a cup.
No, the heirs know, those who belong to the house, they know the value, they know the purpose, they know the reason. And because they know, they feel, I am entrusted with this, I must make sure that I represent the kingdom well, I must make sure I steward it well. It's so important. That's why God cannot, like you say, I will not give the children's bread to pigs, to people who are outside, because he understands that if you do not belong, you will not value the kingdom. God wants you to value the kingdom of God. God wants you to value his purpose on your life. He wants you to value the assignment that he has given you. Like Jesus said, I must go to this other city. I must go to that other city. Why was he saying must? Because that is what the Father wanted him to do. It was all about what God wants. I'm about my Father's business. I must do it. I came to die. This is why I came. And when Peter tried to stop him, he said, get behind me, Satan. You do not have the mind of God. You don't have the mind of God. You're not thinking like God would think. According to God's thinking, I must die. According to your thinking, I should not die. Whose thinking am I following? The thinking of God, what God wants me to do. So when you belong, you carry in your heart the burdens of God. The Lord said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, I think to 30, I'm not reading it directly, but I'll just recite what I can remember. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my burdens is light and my yoke is easy. And learn from me. God has burdens. God has things he wants to do, and he's looking for people who trade their own burdens for his. Take it on. And he cannot just give it to anybody. He has to give to people whose hearts are connected to him, who are aligned to his will, who are aligned to his purpose, so that they are doing it with joy. They want to do it because they know this is our Father's business. If you don't have that kind of a heart, if you don't possess that kind of a mindset, it will be difficult for you to carry anything for God. You always feel as if you come when you can come, you go when you don't want to, and you just, and if I'm available. That's how some of us treat God's purpose for our lives. If I'm available, I'll do it if I am available. No, it becomes the must of your life. I must do it. God is expecting things for me. I've been entrusted with something, and I must steward it well. So, purpose is not just discovered, it's stewarded. You can know what God has asked you to do. The way you treat it would tell us whether you are a daughter or you are an orphan or you are a slave. You need to think like a daughter. And this will require you to be disciplined. This will require you to consistently be in tune with God to get clarity on your next steps. This will require you to take responsibility. It requires you to be intentional about every action you take, every word you say, every place you go, everybody that is surrounding you. If they are going to stop you, you say, like Jesus said, told Peter, I know, Peter, you are my disciple, but if you come with a mindset that is not aligned to the kingdom, get behind me, Satan. You will not want anybody to be introduced into your life that will make you push aside your responsibility to be entrusted with the kingdom matters and to steward it. You must be careful. So before we wrap up this segment, I've just been talking about the responsibility of being a daughter, thinking like a daughter. Your assignment from God is a call to steward it. It's a call to know you've been entrusted. It's a call to understand that God is counting on you. He couldn't give it to any other person but you. You are the woman for the job. So I want you to think with me. Do I see myself as entrusted or just trying to survive? Have I been entrusted? Is God depending on me, you know, to see this thing happen? What has God already placed in my hands? Think about it. What do you already have in your hands that you've been casual about? You've not been intentional. There's no must to it. You do it when you want to. Think about it. God is expecting impact. God is expecting kingdom advancement. And you already have things in your hand. But like the other seven who had one ability, you've buried it. Think about it. How am I stewarding my calling daily? This is a daily affair. Many todays will make up your future. Many todays will become tomorrow when they have gone by. And you say, where did the time go? We're already in the second half of the year. It's July. Where did the time go? The time went to where you, what you gave it to, what you give each day to, is going to produce what you will be expecting. Fruit will come out of your time. So how are you stewarding your calling daily? Is it daily before you, or you're casual? God takes 2% of my day, or 10%. After that, I have the rest. No, he takes all of it because I'm here on a mission. That's how you should think. So I want you to think with me and to declare with me. I'm a daughter and I'm an heir. I think with clarity and authority and purpose. I steward my life with excellence by his grace. I walk boldly in my assignments. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, help us to walk in authority, the authority that you've given us. Lord, teach us to steward our lives, our calling, and that we should not allow our thinking patterns to be aligned to the world, but to be renewed, you know, by your word, renewed by your assignment that you've given us, to understand that there is something that we must do for the kingdom. Let our lives reflect purpose and impact in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Stay tuned. We are wrapping up and you don't want to miss. God bless you. Good. Welcome back. Welcome back, dear listeners. And if you just tuned in, you have tuned in to Shake Cells. We are wrapping up this show. I'm leaving you. But before I leave you, I want to first of all thank you for joining me today. You know, like we said, this is a new month. This is a new quarter of the year. And this is a new second half. It's the second half of the year. And I hope you've done your planning. What are you going to be doing over the next 6 months? Quarter by quarter, week by week, month by month, you can plan. Plan your time. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I want you to plan with that mindset that I'm here on a mission. I'm here to do business, kingdom business. God has assigned me. He has entrusted to me a kingdom assignment that is mine to do. Who died on the cross? Jesus. Did Peter die on the cross for us? No. Peter may have died on the cross like his master just because of persecution, but Jesus' death on the cross is the ultimate death that brought about salvation, and that is still bringing about salvation. It's the only blood that washes away sin. So there are things that is only you who have to do them. Nobody else. You must do it. Nobody is going to come and do. When you don't do what God has called you to do, you leave a gap. You leave a void. I want you to plan with that in mind, that Lord, I've been entrusted. You are counting on me, and I must understand my identity in Christ so that I do not cower, so that I do not withdraw myself, so that I do not feel like a failure. I understand and believe that if you called me to this, you have given me all I need to get it done. So think like a daughter. When you think like a daughter, you will stop striving, you will stop proving, you will stop looking for approval for men, and you will start walking in purpose. Amen? Because you need to make sure that the assignment of God on your life is fulfilled. You need to find it, you need to follow it, you need to fulfill it and do it excellently. Jesus Christ said, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the assignment you gave me to do. You bring glory to God by completing his assignment on your life. Completing, not knowing, not doing a little bit, completing. What does complete look like for you? Jesus knew what complete looked like for him. That's why he could tell God, I finished it. This is the end of it. When somebody say, design this for me, and they say, I'm done. What does I'm done mean? They know what the end was supposed to look like. What does your assignment look like? As far as you can see right now, what God has shown you up to now, because he might not give you the full picture, but he's giving you a little bit. Plan it. Take this time. Sit down. If you've not done so, it's still early in the month. Go ahead and plan your week. Plan your month. Plan your quarter. Plan the 90 days and say, this 90 days, I need to become more. More. According to our scripture, Proverbs 31, verse 21. Verse 29, sorry. Many women do noble things and you surpass them all. I want to leave you with that scripture. More, surpassing. So if you want to share with us what God has been doing in your life as far as She Excel is concerned, I would like to hear from you. We have a WhatsApp number. It's 081-729-1653.
657. Please WhatsApp us. We'd love to hear from you. And we want you to stay tuned and stay connected to Radio Cape Pulpit. I am Annie. I've been your host. And this has been She Excel, becoming the woman God designed you to be. Until next time, keep thinking right. Keep walking in purpose. I know you have authority. And make sure you excel. God bless you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.